Hey guys, welcome to You Got This, The Journey. I'm your host, Shannon Andrus. I'm on a journey right now to become the absolute best version of me. I want to find ways that I can improve mentally, physically, and spiritually. So every week, I'm going to open up about my journey and talk about tips and tricks of what's working for me and what's not working for me. I'll also be interviewing guests who will share their stories too. Together, we will inspire one another to become the absolute best versions of ourselves. So join me every week on this journey, and remember, you got this. Hello, 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 my journeyers. What is up, you guys? I am so happy to be here today. I was like thinking before coming on the microphone today, like, how can I change up today's intro? Like, should I sing Journey to the Past from Anastasia? Should I clap my hands? Should I make a bunch of weird noises? Like, what should I do today to like beef it up? You know what I mean? And so that's where that little intro came from. And maybe every week I'll try something new. Just keep it creative, keep it fun, keep it light. But anyway, welcome to another episode of You Got This, The Journey. I'm your host, Shannon Andrus, and I'm so happy to be here today. I have a great topic to go through with you all about goal setting, which, as you know, is something that's super, super important to me as a mindset coach, helping goal setters become goal getters. And I want all of you to achieve your goals in 2022. And I have a lot of exciting, well, not exciting, but interesting journeyer updates that I want to talk about. So buckle your seatbelts, my friends, and let's get ready for an awesome episode today. And I want to make sure I say before we get started, happy Valentine's Day. It's not Valentine's Day right now as I'm recording, but I realized that Monday will be Valentine's Day. And if you followed me on Instagram this week, then you saw that I actually thought Valentine's Day was last Monday. And boy, did I mess up. Guys, I fully believed it was Valentine's Day. Like, I woke up super early before Kyle. I got his like box of chocolates, of the Ferrero Rocher chocolates. Those are his favorites. I got that, put his Valentine's Day card on his desk to surprise him. After I worked out, I like got ready, straightened my hair, which I never do. I really don't do my hair anymore. But I was like, you know what? It's Valentine's Day. I want to feel good. I want to look good. And so I straightened my hair. I put on I put on this red sweater that I have that I thought would be perfect for Valentine's Day. And I have these little tiny like heart diamond studs I put in my ears, did my makeup full out. Like, I was just so happy. Like, what a day of love, you know? And I convinced Kyle that it was Valentine's Day too. Like, I told him it was. He was like, are you sure? Like, I don't think it's Valentine's Day yet. And I was like, no, it is. Obviously, it's Valentine's Day. So I had him like, you know, make plans with me to like go see a movie. We're going to go to our favorite diner that night. Like, I literally thought it was Valentine's Day. And it wasn't until midday, after I did a Valentine's Day post and said happy Valentine's Day to everybody, after I got on my stories and said I couldn't wait for my hot date with Kyle, it was after all of that that I realized, after opening my planner to schedule another guest for the podcast this season, that I realized, oh, it's not Valentine's Day. That's next week. I was so embarrassed and annoyed with myself because, first of all, like, I should know when Valentine's Day is. Like, I can't believe that I like forgot the number, you know, like the date that Valentine's Day is. And also, with technology today, it's on my computer calendar, it's on my iPhone, and it's also in my planner that I have. So like, there really was no excuse for me to not know when Valentine's Day was. But anyway, we laughed about it. It was hysterical. I talked to so many people on Instagram about it because everybody was just cracking up with me. It was a funny, funny accident that happened. And when things in life happen, mistakes happen and things don't go your way, you got to find a way to just laugh it off and find some joy. Because if you get frustrated, you get embarrassed, you get upset, I mean, that's not a place that we want to be in with our emotions, you know? So anyway, I'm excited that this week is actually Valentine's Day and I get to go on my hot date with Kyle. We waited to do the movie and the diner for tonight. So super excited. Tonight meaning Monday, Valentine's Day. Oh my goodness. I will get my act together, you guys. I promise you. But I hope you guys are having an awesome, awesome day and you're going to have a great Valentine's Day. Whether that be celebrating with your significant other or doing Galentine's Day or getting together with your family and showing love there or showing self-love. You know, this is something that's super important too, but I just hope that you find a way to practice love today. And if you need some advice on self-love and me time, I did an episode on that back in season one. So go check that out. But that talks all about what self-love is and the ways that we can practice it, which I was going to do today, but I'm like, yeah, they already heard that. Let's do a different episode. But friendly reminder to make sure that you practice self-love and that you incorporate that in addition to spending time with the people that you love today too. So that's how the week started. Anyway, last week was I thought it was Valentine's Day, and that was quite funny. And from there, it's been a pretty interesting week. And something that I want to focus on without giving you just updates on random stuff, I want to talk about something very important that came up during therapy this week that I think can help a lot of you on your journey too. I think if this is something that you've struggled with, hopefully it helps you and gives you some relief to some emotions that you've been feeling. So I had therapy this week, and my therapist is my therapist, but also my business coach. And I love the dynamic that we have because some weeks when I'm very anxious or feeling depressed, I could have a full-blown therapy session where we're not focusing on my business or on anything else. But then there's other times where I'm feeling good and I don't need like the full hour and 15 minutes to go over like things that have been happening where I can focus on my business. So it's a really good balance. So this week, you know, she's really been there helping me get through the emotions I was going through with my dad being sick, which you guys heard about in last week's episode. And I've been talking with that with her a lot. And this week, you know, I was ready to kind of like go on to the next phase. I was like, you know, I've talked about this. Like, I'm ready to focus on my business now. And like, I don't mean to be cold with that. It's just kind of like, I don't know what else to do at this point. Like, I've talked about it. There's really nothing else for me to say. And maybe I should just like do the things that I know I can control while we're waiting for answers, you know? And so I was sitting there and I thought about a lot of these feelings I've been having lately about all of this stuff going on. And what I mean by that is that for some reason, and even right now, it's kind of hard for me to share it with you guys because I still have this guilt that my mind wanders this way. Is that when I hear news like this about family, about friends or anybody, my mind like dives to the worst case scenario end result. And it's like I'm planning. And I hate that. I hate it so, so much because it almost makes me feel like it's like, why are you thinking about this? It almost makes me feel like I'm manifesting it and I'm putting energy into this negative thought that could happen. And I'm sitting here like, don't think about that. Like, don't think about that worst case scenario. And why are you planning these random little things and thinking about what you would do with this and what would you do with that, blah, blah, blah. And how would you want to do this? Would you want to, like, why are you thinking about that? And so I knew that I needed to focus in therapy on that. And I said to my therapist, you know, I've been sitting here thinking that I didn't need to talk anymore about this, but there's something else that like, I need to get it out. And so I cried it all out and I shared this anxiety that I had and this guilt that I was having. And she taught me a very important lesson about, you know, our brain and sometimes things that happen with anxiety. And something that I've learned through my therapy with her, but also it just became very apparent this week, is that my anxiety is partnered and pampered by OCD that I have, obsessive compulsive disorder. And my OCD tendencies are what I revert to help me deal with and process the anxiety and the emotions that I'm having. And so what that means is that when I'm presented with a scary scenario that I don't have control over, where I don't know how to handle it, my OCD jumps in to take care of the anxiety, where it races me to the end result where I could start planning and coping and handling that and keeping everything completely normal. And I felt so guilty that I was doing that. What my therapist shared with me was that, you know, it's your brain is protecting you and that's its way of coping. It's nothing to put judgment on at all. And our brains, like, we are not our thoughts and our thoughts are not there for us to be judging them. And they're not us. It's not showing like truly who we are. You know, it's so out of our control, and the way that the brain wanders in stressful situations and scary situations are not things that we can judge ourselves for thinking or feeling. So I bring this up because if you are also somebody who goes to an OCD tendency of planning, or you're jumping to years from now where you're thinking of things and planning when you're presented with scary situations like this, like, it's okay, and you don't have to be upset with yourself. You don't have to sit there and go, gosh, why are you thinking this way? Don't think about it, right? It is just your brain's way of protecting you and helping you, even though it doesn't realize, and you don't realize that that's not necessarily what you need right now, you know? So that was something that was really hard for me. And I hope that helps somebody out there. I still feel guilty about it. Even sharing it right now, I sit here and I'm like, gosh, why did my brain go that way? But it's just a coping mechanism that my brain's doing. And it could be happening for you as well. You know, something else that I did this week that really, really helped was I wrote a gratitude letter for my dad. My sister gave me this gift for Christmas, and I think it was a really awesome gift that she did. And it's this gratitude box, which I'll share with you guys what it looks like on my Instagram page. If you don't follow me, it's at @YouGotThis_the journey. That's on Instagram and on TikTok and pretty much everywhere @YouGotThis_the journey. And I'll share it there so you guys could see what this is. But she got us these gratitude boxes where there's 52 letters in there that you could write. So for every week this year, you get to write a gratitude letter to somebody that you love. And it's such a great way to practice gratitude and to share with the people that you love things that we probably aren't sharing nearly enough as we should, and things that, you know, we can help strengthen our relationship. It helps us practice gratitude for our relationships, not take them for granted. And it's really amazing. So every week you write a letter to somebody. And so this week I decided to write a letter to my dad. It was his birthday week, and with everything going on, I just really wanted to take advantage of this time to write a letter to him, talking about how much he means to me. And so I wrote him the letter and I gave it to him. And I know it meant a lot to him, and it meant a lot to me as well. But I think that really helped me a lot to be like, you know, I'm letting him know every single thing that I love most about our relationship and I love about him. There are things that, you know, the other thing with the gratitude letter is like, it may not be always easy to say those things out loud, and conversations can be uncomfortable when you're face to face talking to somebody. Not that I'd be uncomfortable with my dad or that I couldn't say those things, but it's easier to write it out on paper and just get everything out and give it to him to process and read in his own time. And so it really was like, you know, so much nicer for me to be able to take everything that I feel and how much I care about him and just put it out onto paper and give it to him. And, you know, I think it was really special, and I highly recommend that everybody does that, because, you know, you don't know what's going to happen in life, and you also don't know how somebody's feeling about your relationship, right? Like, and I'm not saying this with my dad, I'm just saying like with friends, with family, anybody, like it's nice to show them and tell them how much they mean to you. And I've done it for a few people this year where it's really meant so much to them. And it makes such a difference. And it's helped me to strengthen relationships. It's helped me to get more present and grounded and practice gratitude for the people I have in my life. So that's something that I did this week that I did want to share. And if it's you're going through a hard time or you just need to practice more gratitude, writing letters to the people that you love and are grateful for, yep, you should be doing that. Especially with the year that past 2 years that we've had with this pandemic, I think it's more important than ever to express love for the people around us. So I did that. And the final thing that I just want to share with you guys, which I also will be sharing on my Instagram page, is after the episode that I did last week with Christina Hollinger, who was talking about feng shui and all the different tips and tricks she had, I really was inspired by that episode with her. And me and Kyle did a brand new house project. You know, our second floor, we didn't touch really since we moved in, because after you do so many house projects, you kind of just get burnt out, right? Like you're like sick of looking at decorations, painting, you're sick of, and it takes hours. Like you're just sick of the time that it takes, you know? And so for a long time, that level was just like Hooch's level. Like his crate was up there, his food was up there, but it wasn't really meant for anybody else. Like you couldn't like hang out up there. And so after her episode and us coming back home to New Jersey and like just wanting to like make our home more of what we want, we decided to finally work on this room that we've been meaning to work on for so long. And so we painted it, we got a pool table, we're going to make it a bar area, and it's just been fun. But it also makes me feel so much better about the space here, and it's inspiring to work on more spaces that I've been putting off to make me, like, I don't know, just enjoy my home more, you know? And so after listening to our episode, I really was inspired. I hope that you guys were too. Not that you have to do a huge house project like I'm doing, but even simply just rearranging your furniture to not have your back to your door, you know, to invite more life into your space, and the different tips that she was giving. Like, I hope that it really did inspire you guys, because it really inspired me too. And I will share with you the final product once me and Kyle finish doing this room. So make sure you are following me over there for that too. All right, so those are the journey updates. Let's head into today's episode topic, which I am so freaking pumped to talk to you about, because this is something that I'm really focusing on for 2022, is helping people to achieve their goals. You know, last year I talked a lot about different things we could do in our life on the podcast, and I interviewed a lot of guests who helped as well. And I feel like I was like helping people, but I wasn't as hands-on as I was hoping it could be, you know? And so now with my goal setting program, like, that is my focus for 2022. And so that's why today's episode is so important to me, because I really want all of you to achieve your goals. You heard me say it in my first episode that 2022 is about you. So that's why we have to focus on our goal setting, because if this is going to be the year of you, you need to do what you want to do. Yeah, boom. I feel like I should drop the mic, but I don't want to break it. So today we're going to talk about the most common mistakes that people make when it comes to goal setting that I've found, to help you guys to not make these mistakes, and the things that you can do so that you can make sure that you are creating awesome goals for this year, and the ways you can make sure you achieve them. So, you know, just going to throw it out there. I do have my 6-week goal setting guide for the Goal Getter workbook that people get for free when they sign up for my goal setting program. But if you would like the workbook to do on your own, you absolutely can purchase it at my website. The link is in the show notes. And on there, you will get a clarity quiz to help you to define your goal, a goal setting planner, a calendar, check-ins, journal prompts, and so much more. And guys, I practice what I preach, okay? This 6-week goal setting guide is not just for my clients, but I'm actually using it too. And right before recording today's episode, I went back and looked at it and worked on some items that I know that I want to get together, that I'm going to start working on this upcoming week for goal setting. So that was super helpful. And after I go through the mistakes that people make when it comes to goal setting, I will talk a bit about what I did in the workbook for my goals and how that helps overcome some of the mistakes that people have. So anyway, some things I want to just point out. You know, we all saw how precious life is this past year. I talked about that with the gratitude letter that I wrote for my dad. And, you know, it's just clear more than ever how precious life is for the people that you love, but also the life that you are living. And I want you to sit here and think about that. And I'm not meaning to trigger anybody's anxiety here with like what I'm saying. You know, I'm not trying to scare you into thinking that like you're gonna die or your family's, like, that's not it at all. I just want you to get a fire lit under your ass for you to really start living. Like, I don't want you to sit back and wait for things to get better, or wait till you have more time, or wait till you have more money, or wait till these things aren't in your way, because waiting isn't gonna do you any good. It won't. Life is always going to throw you curveballs. So now is not going to be a good time. And guess what? 5 years from now will also not be a good time, because at that point, new challenges will present themselves. So stop thinking that just because A, B, and C are in your way right now, that you can't be achieving your goals, because that's not the case. You can be achieving your goals. You just have to fit your goals into your reality and shape your reality to match your goals. So in doing so, we got to talk about goal setting and the different mistakes that there are. But I want you to know too that today's episode is good for two types of people in two different situations, because you might be sitting here going, I don't know if I could relate to this episode, or I don't know if I'm ready for this episode, right? So the two types of people this episode is going to be good for today is either somebody who has not set their goal or somebody who has set their goal. So it doesn't matter if you didn't set your goals yet, because we're going to go over everything. And if you did set your goal, then this isn't going to be a waste of time, because it's going to help you get clear and define your goal. But for those of you who have not set your goal yet, I want to tell you and make sure you understand that it is so okay if you did not figure out your 2022 goals yet. And if you did not set a New Year's resolution, like, that is so fine. First of all, there's no limit on when a goal can start. Like, a goal does not have to start January 1st and end, like, that month or the end of, like, there's no timeline for when goals have to be. You can start goals whenever. I'm somebody who likes to start my goals New Year's. You know, that's just the way that I am. But this year, I didn't necessarily do that. And it's not going to stop me, though, because I'm going to start achieving my goals now, you know? And so you don't have to beat yourself up thinking, oh, it's too late. We're already in February. Like, it's too late for me to go out there and start doing my goals. Or, you know, oh, I said I was going to start that day, and then I took these 2 weeks off. I feel like a failure. Like, there's no timelines when it comes to goal setting. Like, it's on you when you're ready. There's no better time than now. So if you are feeling any shame or guilt about not starting yet, get that out of your head, because we're going to start today. The other thing I want to talk about is, like, it's also okay if you're in a reassessing point right now, where maybe you had a goal originally and that goal's not working for you. So it's time to think of something else. Look, this is exactly what I'm going through. Like, I'm still figuring out my goals for 2022. And for a long time, I was just goal setting day by day. Literally, until I found the inspiration to do this episode for you guys, did I put on my big girl pants, get out that workbook and go, I'm going to do this with them too, you know? So it's also okay if you need to reassess and change up the plan that you had. That's totally fine. And most of the time in goal setting, that's what you have to do, right? You have to be willing to adapt throughout the process. So get ready to achieve your goals. But if you did set your goal, then listen to these items so that you make sure that you don't make these mistakes and that you do succeed when it comes to going for those goals. So we have the top three mistakes that people are making when it comes to goal setting, okay? First mistake, and this is something that in my first session with my clients, this is before there's any planning, any structure, any like to-do list that we're going to create. This is the first and most important thing, and we need to make sure we get this right. Choosing your goal. Now, that may be something that goes without saying, but it's not simply just choosing your goal. It's choosing your goal and choosing the strong why power statement that's going to go behind that goal and back it up and support it to motivate you throughout your journey. So we really need to define your goal and what that why is behind your goal. And so the biggest mistake that people are doing is that they're not doing that. They're choosing a generic goal that they've seen everybody else that's trying to do it, or it's something that they know they probably should do, but there's really no meaning to it. And it's not really something that they have to have in their life. You know, like, I always compare it to people who say that they want to like start going to the gym. Do you know how insane gym memberships go up in like sales during the month of January? Like, gyms are like, yes, bring these New Year's resolution people in. Yes. Yes, give us your money, because guess what? In 2 weeks, you're going to give up, but we'll still have your paycheck on. But we'll still have your credit card, so thanks. No, but it's true. And you want to know why? Because everybody goes in with the same goal that they want to start working out more, right? And most of the time, it's that I just want to be skinny, or I just, you know, I don't know, I want to lose weight. Like, it's so superficial and there's no meaning behind that goal. And I always bring this up because this is a goal that I see so many people fail with. I hate using the word fail because I feel like I have a very positive view on this stuff, where I don't view anything as a failure. Like, I think there's learning lessons and pivots that happen, but there are those low moments. So I am going to call it a fail, but this is why people fail with that goal. So when you think about it, right, like, you want to have the strong meaning behind that goal. And so you need to do is you need to take a deep reflection on your past year in your life and decide what it is that you want and what you don't want. All right, so let's take you through this example of wanting to work out more and wanting to go to the gym, right? Okay, so I want to take you from start to finish of finding that goal, where the mistake happens, and then how you get through that mistake. So we start with how you find your goal. Now, this is a big mistake people make, is they just decide that they want that generic goal that they heard, right? Going to the gym. If you don't know why you want to go to the gym, or you haven't found the story that brought you to that decision of that goal is going to fail. So before you even pick out the goal, I want you to take some time for yourself and reflect on your past year. your life and go through a deep reflection to decide what you want and what you don't want. What brought you joy this year? What was taking away from your joy this year? What is in there that you want, right? Now, through there, you might find that you need more healthy habits. You felt your best when you were working out more. You felt good when you could confidently put on that swimsuit or dress. That's fine. I also want to point that out. Like, it does, when I say that goals are like superficial when you set them that way, it doesn't mean it's a bad goal, but you just need to find a meaning behind it that will not burn itself out. Because, you know, having a goal to fit into a dress or a bathing suit, yeah, it's a good goal, but like eventually you're just going to burn yourself out of it because there's nothing behind it that you need in your life. You don't need that dress. You don't need that bathing suit. That's not what is fueling you to achieve that goal. So once you have found that, right, once you found when you felt your best, what is it you want, you decide, you know, what is it you want to be doing? Now we have to take a second step. And this is where people are making the mistake, is they're not finding the meaning behind this goal. So they stop where we were just before, where they found that goal, and they get into the gym and they go, 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 right? But they have to take a moment to pause and reflect. And you have to do this too. And I want you to ask yourself, once you found that goal, well, why? Why do I want to do this goal? What will this goal do for me? Like, how is it going to enhance my life and bring me to that next place that I want to be? How about my family and the people that I love? If I achieve this goal, what could it do for them, or how could it strengthen the relationship that I have with them? A goal that is set up with no purpose is a goal that is set up for failure, okay? That is the bottom line when it comes to this. So you really need to find a strong goal that is backed and supported by a meaning before you do anything else. So let's take this gym example, right? You decide you want to go to the gym. You want to have healthier habits, right? Because maybe at the start of it, you decide that you want to fit into that dress or fit into that swimsuit. Okay, but why? Let's dive deeper and ask those questions. Well, I know that if I was healthier, I know that if I was going to the gym more, that I would feel more confident to do the things with my friends and family that I haven't been feeling confident to do. I know that if I had healthier habits, I could live a longer life and be there more for my family, be here longer, and do more activities with them. I know that if I live a healthier life, I'm going to be able to show up better, not just for them, but for me. And so I know that I have to live a healthier life and I need to go to the gym because it's going to enhance, strengthen, and give me and my family the best life possible. Now, it can get intense. A lot of people cry when they're finding their why statement because it's really difficult to view that, right? It's difficult for people to think, I want to live longer and I want to show up better. And I know that I haven't been showing up my best because I'm not feeling good about myself. That's an emotional ride that people take. And so once somebody finds that why, it's time to make a strong power statement for what it is that they want and the why that's backing it up. And so if we take this gym example, right, we've now found the why, we found what it is that we want our goal to be. Now we put into our statement that's going to help us throughout our goal journey to achieve it. So example for this gym one, and I want you to be very clear too. Here's the one thing that I forgot to point out is you also want to be clear on your expectations of your goal. Like, what are you committing to and how will you know that you've achieved that goal? Because you don't want to just be, I'm committed to working out to be better for my family, right? Like, you have to know what the goal is, how you've achieved it, what is the why behind it. So those are the top three things when it comes to creating that why statement. So example of this is, I am committed to having a consistent exercise routine of 5 days a week in 2022. I am dedicated to living a healthier lifestyle so that I can be around longer for my family and do more activities with them. So that's just an example of like the why statement that you can be doing. And everybody's going to have their own why statement, but you have to find something that ignites emotion in you. And maybe that one that I just said did nothing for you, but you have to find your why that you can back up with your emotional statement that's going to help you to always want to achieve that goal and write it down. I want you to put it up on your bathroom mirror, your bedroom mirror, put it in your car, put it on your phone, have it be everywhere. So when you see it, it reminds you of why you're doing this and why you need to achieve this goal, okay? All right, so second mistake that people are making, we're moving on to number two, people. This is another one. I'm going to keep you on the gym failure issue, like example throughout this whole one, because this is, again, it's the goal that I see most people have the hardest time with. So the second mistake people are making, they have no plan. They have no plan. They found their goal. They maybe have found their why, right? Where they found this power statement and they get overly excited to get started and they dive in head first, full speed ahead, and burn themselves out. Guys, I know that planning can be exhausting, but this is where people trip up so many times because they get so, so excited. And we all do, right? It's not bad. Like, we all are very excited to achieve our goals. And so we just want to, day one, get started. But we just go a little too hard where it's not benefiting us. And take the gym example. You know, somebody decides they want to go to the gym at least 3 days a week to have a healthier lifestyle and to enhance their life and be around for their family longer, yada, 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 right? That person goes to the gym and works out like a maniac for 2 to 3 hours straight on day one. They're sweating like crazy. They feel amazing in that moment, but they are burnt out and fatigued the next day. They end up skipping because they know they need a rest day. And then after that, they completely fall off, can't get back into their routine. And they go through this negative yo-yo cycling of doing one day hardcore and then a few days of rest and not wanting to go back, right? We go in at 100% with no plan of action. No way to design our goal that makes us feel good, like we're achieving our goal, and then too much where our goal feels overwhelming and impossible. So you have to go in with an idea, you know, with your goal. What is it that you can achieve? And I don't want you to compare yourself to other people. Like, if you are going into the gym, you cannot compare yourself to freaking David Goggins, who's a beast. You know, you're not going to have the same workout routine as David Goggins at the start. So what is it going to be for you? How many days can you commit to? How much time can you commit to? And what is it that's going to help you stay in the groove? Is it going to be classes? Is it going to be just cardio? Is it going to be following a workout routine that you're seeing on Pinterest or online? Like, what is it going to be? But go in with a plan and stick with that plan. Because if you go in at 100%, that's where burnout is happening. And that is one of the biggest mistakes people have when it comes to goal setting. Third mistake people are making, and this kind of goes hand in hand with the second mistake that I just said, is that nobody is incorporating rests or rewards throughout their goal achievement journey. They aren't. And this is like feeding into that burnout that I was just talking about, because what happens is people are either going in at 100% or say they have a plan, right? What happens to the goal? It becomes a new chore or to-do list, right? I've been here with these goals. I'm sure you guys have been too. But instead of this goal being something exciting that was going to enhance your life, be this new thing that you want to introduce, instead of all of that, it's kind of just become a new burden in your life. Instead of it being exciting and benefiting you, it's just another freaking thing you have to do. That is where the problem happens as well. People get so annoyed, and this goal that you newly introduced probably will be the first one to fall off of your to-do list where the other things have already been there for much longer. So what you have to do is you have to plan a reward for the end of your goal, not just, well, and this is the mistake too. Now I'm saying, I'm realizing this is like, the mistake is that people plan the reward for the end of the goal. They plan it for the very, very end when they've completed this, when they've been working out for, you know, so long, it's been months, when they finally see that weight loss results that they want, then they will give themselves their reward, right? And that's great to have an end goal, for sure, you know, an end reward for that goal. But we need rewards for every small step we are taking towards our achievement. I talked about this a bit in episode one, where I was saying that I wasn't appreciating every small step I was taking, and so I was getting burnt out and upset with myself. I am a prime example of mistake number three. It causes burnout. You lose your appreciation, the drive that you want. You're not having fun anymore, right? So I want you, when you're going through your goal process, every single week to have some sort of rest and reward you're going to give yourself. You killed it this week. You did 3 days in the gym. On Friday night, what are you doing? You know what? I'm going to have a bubble bath. Yeah, you have your damn bubble bath. I'm going to get my nails done. Get those nails done, girl. You deserve it. What are you going to do for you? What is your reward going to be? Instead of this being a chore or to-do list, it's like an exciting adventure, is the way I think of it. Because now, every week, you know that completing this is getting you to that fun thing you're saving up for, right? So that's going to keep the fun and like light in all this, I think we all need when it comes to goal setting. All right, you guys. So to achieve your goals, here's what you need to do and not make those mistakes I just said. You need to choose a clear and specific goal backed by a powerful why. You have to have a plan that is achievable for you. And you need to make sure you practice rest and rewards. Guys, I include all this in my 6-week goal setting guide for the Goal Getter workbook. And it can help you to make sure that you're not making any of these mistakes and you achieve your goals. I actually, like I said, just did this before getting on today's podcast recording. And I actually decided to do this with my goal of writing a book because I've been sitting on this for a long time. It's something that I want to do. But my goal has felt very, very extreme and overwhelming. And that's kind of why I want to use it for my example, but also like actually what I want to do when it comes to achieving a goal, because your goal should be big and scary. I forget if I mentioned that at the end of this episode, but if I didn't, that's actually something that's really important, is that your brain is probably going to tell you when you're creating your goal, whoa, 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 calm yourself down and take a step back. I don't think you can do that. Why don't you try something else? No. You have to ignore that comfort zone who's tapping in saying, excuse me, come back to our safe corner. And you need to stay strong and stay big, bold, and scary. And that's exactly what happened with me when it comes to writing a book. It's very big, bold, and scary. And I think a lot of times my comfort zone's popping up of like, but you already have this, or that's going to take too long. You're not a writer. Every freaking noise, right? But I decided to try it today with my workbook and see how I felt. And I'm telling you, I felt so much better. Like, I don't want to give too much away about what my workbook provides, but it really helped to take away some of the anxiety that I was having when it came to this big goal that I've been planning. Because, you know, I think when you're alone with a goal and you try to plan, it can feel super, super intense. Like, how the hell am I going to do this? But in my workbook, like the way that I break it out with the goal chunking steps that I have, I looked at my first 6 weeks of this goal and I was like, yeah, I could freaking do this easily. And for a lot of the goals I have for the 6 weeks, based on how I'm mapping it out through the planning that I provide, these really will only take me about 30 minutes to an hour to achieve a day, which I can absolutely commit to achieving this goal. It gave me a plan. It gave me that plan of action. I wrote my why statement, and looking at what I'm going to do for the next 6 weeks, I know I can do this. So I'm going to take you on the journey of that. It's going to be a little sporadic with, I have my sister's wedding coming up, a few vacations coming up, but I'm not giving up on the goal. But no, it really helped me. And I do want to share that because it's like, I know that even with all these steps, you might still be feeling overwhelmed. So if you need a coach or you need that workbook to help you out, that's why I'm here. And I want to help you guys to achieve your goals. So in the link in the show notes, you can purchase the workbook or you can sign up for your free consultation call. Let's help you achieve your goals, you guys. All right. So before closing out today's episode, which I hope you guys loved and it's motivated you to start living your life, I got some journey or questions, which I have to thank you guys because you are making season two so much freaking fun. Like last year was awesome too. I don't want to take away from that. Like I got a lot of great journey or questions, but the consistency this year of the questions coming through every week, you guys, I'm so grateful for you. And you're just making it so much more fun to come here and like get on the mic with all of you. So thank you guys so, so much. I got 4 journey or questions that came through all about goal setting. So here they are. Oh, and something else I want to point out. You guys, if you are not a part of the fun, make sure you follow me over on Instagram at @YouGotThis_TheJourney. I am asking every week for questions and I'm letting you know if there's a guest or a topic that you can ask questions about. But don't forget, it doesn't have to be about that topic. If you want to know, like, I don't know what my favorite color is or what I recommend for this or what I think, you can ask me any questions on there. So get on there, follow me, get a part of the fun, make sure you're participating, asking questions. Okay. So first question we have. How do you use the vision board and affirmations when it comes to goal setting? That's what they were asking about. So for me, my vision board is an overall vision for the year, and it's not a specific goal. And everybody's like pretty different when it comes to vision boards and things like that. But for me, I create the vision board to replicate the life that I want to be living. And most of the time, what I'm seeing is happening beneath that and what's manifesting through my vision board is that it underlying is like supporting the goals that I have, because that's the big picture, that my goals that I'm working on are fueling that vision to come to life. So when I see my vision board, it's actually very motivating for me. It's a great motivator to make me want to achieve my goals because I'm seeing what the end result will be. So it's kind of how I view the vision board, is like, this is at the end what I think is going to come out of this. So that's how I incorporate the vision board. Every day I look at it, and it's the motivator to help me to achieve my goals. When it comes to affirmations, I am so happy that you asked this, because affirmations are key. I actually just spoke about this in actually a few clubhouse rooms this week. Like, I was in, I think, two or three clubhouse rooms this week where I was talking to people about affirmations. It was a room where there were podcasters and newbies were asking about like imposter syndrome. We were talking about affirmations. I was in a mindset entrepreneur room talking about imposter syndrome, affirmations. So like, this is so important. I'm just seeing it a lot lately that people are struggling with this. So here's the thing. When it comes to goal setting and achieving your goals, imposter syndrome and self-doubt will creep up in the process. No doubt in my mind, they are going to be heavily present and they're trying to stop you from achieving your goals. It's completely normal. It doesn't mean that you lack confidence. It doesn't mean that you are not worthy. It doesn't mean that you cannot do this. They're just there. It's just something that your brain is bringing to you to try and protect you, just like we were talking about earlier. So the way that affirmations are key is that you need to be counteracting your negative thoughts with positive thoughts that are going to support you and what you are doing. You know, affirmations are really important. And I think something that you can do is you need to like take note, make a list of all the negative thoughts that are coming up when it comes to goal setting. I can't do that. I'm not smart enough. I'm not brave enough. That'll take me too long. I have no experience. Boom, boom, boom. Every single negative thought I want you to write out on a piece of paper. And then I need you to counteract it with something positive that's going to support you and fuel this. You know, like, I don't know, saying I have no experience. I am eager and excited to learn something new. If you were to say, I'm not brave enough. I'm brave for finding this goal and committing to myself for this year. I'm scared. I can't do this. I can do this. There were many things in the past that I thought I couldn't do. I can do this too. And those are just some basic examples, but you do need to counteract them, because the affirmations are positive statements that aren't bullshit. That's the thing that I like about the affirmations, and the way that I use them is like, I'm not tricking myself and saying, I am the smartest person in the room. I am going to be a published author because I deserve to be a published author. Like, those affirmations might work for somebody, but I like the affirmations of like accepting that you just don't know what you're doing yet. And that's okay. Like, being very honest with yourself and real, but hopeful and inspired. I think that's the best way to go into it. So definitely find the affirmation that can counteract those negative thoughts when it comes up. Okay. What mindset hacks do you have for goal setting? Another really great question. And it kind of goes back to the question that the other person just asked me as well. You know, with the affirmations, I think it's really great to tap into these and be much more gracious with yourself. But in the mindset piece of it, I think you proudly have to own the fact that you are a newbie in your goal and you love this opportunity to learn. And you have to accept that you're in a learning place right now. And every day there's something new to learn. Like, every day is just going to be a new step towards that end goal that you want to be. And I think what happens to a lot of people when it comes to our mindset is that when we're faced with a challenge that is forcing us to learn something new or putting us in a place where we are, you know, the newbie, right? We feel like we're failures, or we feel like we're a loser because we don't know that, or we didn't know that, right? And you have to proudly accept the fact that you weren't supposed to know that, right? You have to sit there, accept that there's many things that you won't know, but because you are learning this now, it's getting you to the next place that you need to be. And I think that the affirmations help you to trick your brain in that way. You know, when you feel those negative moments come up and you throw in an affirmation, it could help change your mindset into a growth mindset instead of a set mindset, a fixed mindset, where you are going to get negative, right? If you're set fixed mindsets, you are going to be negative and prevent yourself from going forward. So you have to be in a growth mindset of proudly owning what you don't know and being okay with that. Great questions. Okay. Next one. Do you have a set of rules when setting your goals? Do you write them in a specific way? Yes, I do. So just like I was saying before, this is what I do in my 6-week goal chunking program. It actually forces me to pause and slow down, because let's look at like this book example before. Like, if I went to write a book, normal Shannon would tomorrow get on the computer and probably write 50 pages and then be so burnt out after writing 50 pages tomorrow that I don't write for another like 3 months. You know, so what the rules I have to set with myself, especially when it comes to the 6-week program that I do, is the goal chunking that I'm doing. I have to stick with this routine, and I need to sit and like take in the rules that I've set, where it's like, I'm not going to go beyond these means. I'm not going to do more than that. And I'm not going to not do these things. Like, I have committed to just doing this today. That's my one task. I'm not going to do more than that or less. And I do this to prevent overwhelm and burnout, because I really want to make sure that I'm protecting my mental health and my space with this goal that I have. And so I have to be really strict with myself on the rules that I'm setting of what each day the goal will be. So that's the rule that I'm setting. When it comes to writing them in a specific way, in my opinion, I think goals always have to be fueled by intention and emotion. I think, you know, when it comes to choosing your goals daily, I think you always have to find an emotion behind it. If it's going to bring you happiness, if it's going to bring you courage, it's going to bring you confidence, going to bring you joy, it's going to bring you peace, clarity, gratitude, whatever it is, I think it's very important to fuel your choices and your goals with intention and emotion. All right, last question. Goal setting sometimes exhausts me. Do you feel that way too? Hell yeah, I do. Hell yeah, I do. When I sat down and went to start my goal setting today, I was sitting there like, this is exhausting. Like, before I even started writing or answering questions, I thought, oh my God, like 6 weeks, like, I don't know. Like, just the thought of that is so daunting. And then you think of everything else that you have on your plate. You think of work, you think of prior engagements, you think of things that you have to do, blah, 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 blah. And then you're like, I don't know if I could handle another thing. And it, even when it comes to goal setting and the plan making that I talk about, that could be so overwhelming for people. And so, yeah, I do get very overwhelmed and exhausted, which is why, though, I do take the time to plan and do these steps that I'm talking about, because it takes away that initial overwhelm of where do I begin? How do I do this? You know what I mean? So it is exhausting. It's totally normal. But there are ways that we could get through that. All right. Well, awesome, awesome questions, you guys. That was really fun. I love answering your questions. Make sure you follow me at @YouGotThis_TheJourney on TikTok and Instagram so that you can participate in the fun. But before we close out today's episode, I do have a quote for you today about goal setting. And I hope that helps to inspire you. And I hope today's episode inspired you too. But here it is. If you want to be happy, set a goal that commands your thoughts, liberates your energy, and inspires your hopes. You know what I love about this quote? Is that the way they say it at the beginning of this quote is, set a goal that commands your thoughts. That is what I was saying before, when it's okay to have a big, bold, scary goal that's intimidating as shit. Because if you want to be happy, you have to set a goal that commands your thoughts, liberates your energy, and inspires your hope. We're not playing in the safe zone here, you guys. We're not playing in the area of, we've done these things before, this feels comfortable. We're getting freaking uncomfortable, and it's going to force us to get energized and inspired and a bit fearful, and that's okay. So I hope that this helps you guys. Thank you so much for another awesome week of You Got This The Journey. I love you guys. And if you need help achieving those goals, make sure you sign up for your free 20-minute consultation call. Link is in the show notes. And let's help you make 2022 the year about you. All right, you guys, I will see you next week for another episode. But until then, always remember, through every high, every low, every positive, every negative, every up, every down, whatever it may be, always remember, you got this.